Okay, good morning, everybody. Boker Tov. Let's get started. We're a little bit late, but we'll, B'ezras Hashem, be able to finish on time. We left off on Samach Aleph Amud Beis by the two dots, about 10 lines up from the bottom. We quote the Mishnah. Lo yakel odem esroshu keneged shar mizroch shu mechuvim keneged beis kotshi hakadosh mechuvim. When a person goes to the bathroom, so we're going to discuss the proper orientation that that person should face, because we don't want to do something disrespectful. Just like we said in the Mishnah, a person should be lightheaded in that direction. So a person has to be very careful in the way that he goes to the bathroom. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, lo amru elamin atzofin lufnim uvuburoa. This is talking about that you shouldn't be lightheaded towards Yerushalayim. So this is only referring to if you're within a certain distance of Yerushalayim. Not Sofim Lufnim. This is a certain perimeter around. Some suggest Sofim was a specific place. Others suggest it's that distance from Sofim. You make a perimeter around that in towards Yerushalayim. In that area, you shouldn't be lightheaded. And anywhere in there, of course, from that point more towards Yerushalayim. Uberoa, and you have to be able to see Yerushalayim. If there's a, you can't see Yerushalayim. So then, this doesn't apply. Itmar Nami, the similar statement was made by another Amor. Amor of Abba, B'rei Dabuchia, Bar Abba, Hachi Amor of Yochanan, the name of Yochanan, Lo Amru, they only said that you shouldn't be lightheaded, you shouldn't do something, as we'll see, defecating in that direction. Element Atzof, Lefnim, again, from this certain point, and the perimeter around that, Yerushalayim from that point, and all sides, you draw a circumference around it, Uberoa, if you can see Yerushalayim, and he adds on, Ubershein Geder, there's no wall, there's no Mechitza blocking you, Ubizman Shashchina Shore, and only during the time that the Beis HaMikdash is present. So this din would not apply nowadays, because unfortunately, I was saying, Rabim, the Beis HaMikdash is not present. Tana Rabban, Braisa says, now the details that I just mentioned about defecating, this din in regards to defecating. Hanifne, if a person goes to the bathroom, so they would uncover themselves, so it's not property, you should be uncovered in the orientation facing your behind, towards Yerushalayim. So Yehuda, when a person is Yehuda, which is basically on the same level as Yerushalayim, not higher, not lower, so lo yifne mizrach umar, don't defecate facing east to west, because either your back or your front will be towards Yerushalayim. El itself in the dorm, but you should defecate, orient yourself in a north-south orientation, so Yerushalayim, let's say, will be to your right, so therefore your body is facing not against Yerushalayim, either your front or your back. Ubegalil, which is above Yerushalayim, so when you're, so to say, looking down from the Galil Yerushalayim, you shouldn't be facing in that orientation when you defecate either north or south. Ubegalil, lo yifne ele mizruch umar, therefore go and defecate in a lateral direction, east to west, because in this situation, your body won't be either front or back towards Yerushalayim when you reveal yourself when you go to the bathroom. However, Riosi Mati, Riosi disagrees, and he says, Shoye Riosi Omer, Riosi said, lo wasru el beroa. The din is, as we just mentioned, only when you can see Yerushalayim, you have to be within a certain distance. Uvamakom shein shall gather, and there's no mechitza there blocking. If you're mechitza blocking your body, you're in a bathroom stall, that's not a concern. Ubizman shechina shore, and it also applies only when the shechina is present, is higher felt, that's when the Beis HaMikdash is present. The Chachamim also, and the Chachamim disagree. Now, the Chachamim, that sounds very much, Chachamim, hainu Tanakama. What's the difference between the Chachamim and the Tanakama? Tanakama said, don't defecate in that direction nowadays, and Rav Yosef says he don't, and the Chachamim say, and don't defecate in that direction, just like the Tanakama. What's the difference? One says, Ikra Nehemet Stodim. It depends. The Tanakama says, in Yehuda, period. So even if you're a little bit off center, you're not exactly directly parallel to Yerushalayim, you're not exactly vertical to Yerushalayim. Nevertheless, even on the side a little bit, don't defecate except in the opposite orientation that you're facing towards Yerushalayim. But the Chacham say, no, if you're off by a little bit, then that's okay also. As long as you're not due north, south, east, west, defecating towards Yerushalayim, you're okay. It's only if you're due right there, 100%, so then you shouldn't do it.
How are you supposed to know the direction?
So people know where the direction is Yerushalayim. People know where east and west is. Tanya Yidach, Hanif Nebi Yehuda, if somebody goes similar, exact same thing, similar brisa. Lo Yifne Mizruch Umarav, Eletzof and Vidarim. If somebody's in Yehuda, again, facing the north-south orientation rather than the east-west orientation, because this way your back or your front won't be towards Yerushalayim. Ubegalil, exactly the opposite, up north, because this way when you're defecating north or south, you'll be facing Yerushalayim. So therefore, in the north, Galil, Safon Vidarim, Asur, Mizruch Umarav, Mutter. And again, Rav Yossi Matir, Rav Yossi says, not a problem. He disagrees. Shoyer Rav Yossi Omer, Lo Asu El Baroah. He says that it's only applicable if you can actually see it. If you can't see it, then that's these dinim don't apply. Review Domer, he adds, Bizman Shabbat Mitzvahim also, Bizman Shabbat Mitzvahim Mutter. Again, he adds on to what Rav Yossi said before. Here, Review also says, it all depends on whether the Beis HaMikdash is built or not. And Rabbi Kiva oser b'chol makom. Rabbi Kiva says it's always oser. Now that sounds a lot like the Tanakama, same exact thing as before. Rabbi Kiva hainu Tanakama, they both say that it's oser nowadays. So what's the difference between them? So Gemara says, Ikabinayu, here they don't say Litzadin, like we said before. Here he says, Chutz La'aretz. The difference is whether this applies in Chutz La'aretz or not. The opinion over here is that it does apply in Chutz La'aretz, and Rabbi Akiva gave a chomokum hilcha b'chutz la'aretz nami kama. Rabbi Akiva, Rashi says it applies everywhere. That applies in France. It applies in New York. So don't defecate in that direct orientation. Rav ha'avu shadron lo'ei levane bizrach u'marv. When Rav went to the bathroom, so they would go on stones. Again, shasli called sarki. When you say that every morning, thank God that we live in our time and not in a situation when you need to go to the bathroom, you put two bricks to be the toilet seat, so you would defecate in between them. So he arranged his bricks over here in this fashion. He made sure that they were arranged in the mizrach u'marv direction, because he was due north or south of Yerushalayim, so he bedafka arranged the bricks in the east-west orientation, so when he sat down, he would be not facing Yerushalayim. So Ozal Abaye Shadinu Tzofu V'Dorim. Abaye went to that latrine and he switched around the order of the bricks. The Mepharshim said, why did he do that? He wanted to see was Rabba just happened to put them down that way, or Rabba was makpid. So he wanted to learn from his Rebbe. We have some very interesting stories coming up about people who did things that we would say is shocking and strange, but Torah, Yitzhak, Hadi Lomot. This is, he had to know. Did his Rebbe set the bricks up on purpose, or he just stopped? He put them down. He had to go someplace. So all Rabba went to the bathroom, the Tartzinu, and he straightened them out. He put them in the other direction. Rabba put them north-south, Abaye put them north-south, and Rabba rearranged them in the east-west orientation they had them previously. Omar, he says, Manai de Gonzali, who's switching around my bathroom over here? Anah, he proclaimed, Rabbi Akiva Srila, I hold like Rabbi Akiva that this applies nowadays, even Mechutz La'aretz, Dharma B'chol Makom Asur. We don't pass them like that, in the sense that we have mechitzas around our bathroom, so it doesn't, none of this dinim or halacha l'maisa. And again, a person will be defecating in an open field, and if it's in Yerushalayim, so then one should be careful about this. Tanya, I'm a Rabbi Kiva. Pam achas nichnasti, acha Rabbi Yeshua lebeis hakisei. One time, I went in after Rabbi Kiva to the beis hakisei. Again, very, very strange. How do you do this? Well, we'll explain. So he followed his Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshua, into the bathroom. This is Rabbi Akiva. He followed his Rebbe into the bathroom. V'limadati, we bring down a rai over here. He said, because Rabbi Akiva is talking over here, and he said, I followed Rabbi Yeshua. So you see, you're allowed to call your Rebbe by his name as long as you go and put the appellation Rebbe in front of it. Because you're not supposed to call your father by his first name. You're not supposed to call your Rebbe by his first name. But if you say, my father, you're getting Aliyah, my father, so-and-so, then so-and-so, then you're allowed to. But that's because you said, my father. First you say, Avi Mari. My father, when they ask you your father's name, you shouldn't just say, Bill, right? You should say, my father's name is Bill. So then you're allowed to. So he didn't just say, I went after Yoshua. You never would have said that. He didn't have to say, though, I went after my Rebbe. He's allowed to say, I went after Rabbi Yoshua into the bathroom. So, and I learned from him the following three things. Limadati, number one, Shein Nifnin Mizruch Umarov, Elotzop Mdor. In the orientation that he was, he said, you have to face it a certain way. So that's the first thing he learned. Number two, you don't undress yourself when you're standing up. First, you have to be tzenu in the bathroom. And therefore, you undress yourself when you're already seated, so you have as little revealed as possible. Number three, I see that you're supposed to wipe yourself not with your right hand. That's the stronger hand. That's the one that puts on the tefillin, the Gemara will say. And therefore, el b'smol, you choose your weak hand, b'smol. Now, many poskim bring this down. However, I will tell you that there are those that poskim otherwise, and they bring down that nowadays that we use tissue paper, as opposed to when you used to use rocks, your hands don't get dirty. So it doesn't make a difference which hand you use. And in fact, the Tzitz Eliezer brings down that you should be dafka, not follow this Gemara. You should wash with your stronger hand, because it's very important to clean yourself. We learned already previously in the Masechta that if a person has soa on his body, so then that's not a lot of daven. So if you can't clean yourself properly, so a person's going to be in a lot of trouble, because then he can't daven, he can't learn, etc. So therefore, the Tzitz Eliezer paskens halacha l'maisa. And, this is an accepted psak that a person should wipe himself with his stronger hand and make sure that he's properly clean. That's more important than trying to use your left hand if you don't feel comfortable. Again, if you feel comfortable, isn't that? You're able to wipe yourself perfectly well, so then there's nothing wrong with following this Gemara, which is paskin by various posts. But the Tzitzel has a major, major heter over here for a person to use whichever hand he's more comfortable in wiping himself with halacha l'maisa. Amalei ben... What?
Maybe he was a lefty.
No, he wasn't. So they talk about, what about a lefty? So again, I'm saying they talk about, what is the din for a lefty? Does this switch around? So that's all discussion. There are many people who say, because of the reasons that we'll give, that even a lefty would have to wipe with his left hand, should be careful not to use a middle finger. There are a lot of discussions about this. Leave it for another time. Amalei ben Azai, ad kan, he asked upon echa b'rabcha. So ben Azai asked his father-in-law, Rabbi Kiva was his father-in-law, and he asked him, whoa, how could you do this? You're telling us, I did this publicly. So how could you do this? It's such a chutzpah. We would all say this is an unbelievable chutzpah. So Amalei, so these people are different than us. They are unbelievably great tanoim, and to them, normal body habits and other things, as we'll see, they're not something that something should be embarrassed about. This is like, I watched my Rebbe, how he washes his hands in the Tehillas Yadayim. I watched my Rebbe, how he davened Shemoneh Esrei. I watched my Rebbe, how he goes to the bathroom, because I have to learn. Torah, Yiv, Tzrich, Lomo. This is the only way they could learn it. Why couldn't he just ask his rabbi? Said, very good question. Why couldn't he just ask his rabbi? So the answer is that when you see something, halacha l'maisa, it's better than when you learn it in the base medrash. Because then it makes, A, an impact that this is really halacha l'maisa, as opposed to you see a discussion in the base medrash, you don't know if it's really halacha l'maisa. Also, there may be features that you don't necessarily hear in the classroom, so he went to see it inside halacha l'maisa. I don't have a choice. I have to learn Torah. That's the answer. Tanya ben Azi Omer, ben Azi then. Now listen, this is unbelievable. Ben Azi just said to Rabbi Akiva, how dare you do this? And Ben Azi does it to Rabbi Akiva. Tanya ben Azi Omer, Pamachas Nichnas Diacha Rabbi Akiva Lebesa Kise. I once followed my father in law into the bathroom. The Limanati Menu Gimel Dvarim. I learned three things, the exact three things. Now, Rabbi Akiva had told him these three things. So the Mefarshim say, again, like I just pointed out, seeing is believing. When you see a halacha, when you watch Shimush of a Rebbe, so that's much greater than just learning from the Rebbe. When you see the Rebbe doing something in action, halacha l'maisa, that teaches you things that you're not going to hear or follow. The other mefarshim point out that he said, well, maybe there are other things that I need to learn. Okay, he told me these three things, but there might be other bathroom halachos that I need to know about. Yeah.
Couldn't you be misinterpreting what
you see? So you ask, you have to do both. You can't just watch 100%. You have to do both. When you learn and you ask and you watch, so then you see the Rebbe taught this in the Shia, then I follow the Rebbe into the bathroom. I'm not saying you should do this. Then you follow the Rebbe into the bathroom and you say, yeah, Taka, that's what he said. This is how you apply it. This is the halacha l'maisa. So he said three things, the same three things. You don't orient yourself in that direction, because that's the way they were facing Yerushalayim. You don't get undressed while you're standing up. You try to keep yourself as snug as possible, so when you're sitting down, you slip off your clothing, reveal yourself as little as possible. El amiyushav, when you're sitting down. Same exact three things. Amar Yehuda tells him, "Ad kani yasav nechav rabcha, how can you do such a thing?" Same terrors. I'm alone. Tarihi v'lumon anitzarach. I got to learn. I have to learn these halachos. This is the only way to learn them fully and properly. Rav Kana. Now this one is going to be even stranger. Rav Kana went up, gona to say purya de Rav, and he hid under the bed of Rav. This is Rav's bed with his wife. Shamei de soch v'sochach v'osa trochav. He's underneath the bed listening to how Rav interacted with his wife. He had a lighthearted conversation with her. They were joking around, and then they had relations. So he had to learn. So Amalei, so he said, this is Rav Kahana, underneath the bed of his Rebbe, saying, Domi Pume di Abba Kedilo Shariv Tavshila. It looks to me like the Rebbe, Abba is a title of respect, although Rav Kahana was a Talmud Chaver, I don't think he would have called him by his first name, so this goes accord with the idea that Abba was a title of respect, although some say Rav's name was Abba. So, in any event, the Lo Sharif, Rashi explains over here, Sharif is a foreign language, Homer, which the Targum says is slurping, like swallowing. So it looks like when you really like something, so you slurp it. So he says, it looks like the Rebbe, that Rav, hasn't had relations before, like the first time he's had relations, that he's so joyous and involved over here. So I'm like, so Rav tells him, Kahana, Hocha, you're here, what are you doing over here? Kahana, hochad, puk, get out of here. The love of our this is inappropriate. And how does he respond? I'm alone, Torahi, the little one needs, sir. I gotta learn. This is the only way to learn the proper way. Again, this is professional drivers on a closed road. Don't try this at home. But they're very, very important ideas here. I'm sorry? Again, you can't ask questions on these mices. They're not for normal people in the sense that they're so great. So You want it? I'll give you an answer, though. There's another way to interpret this. Another way to interpret this is that he said, Rebbe, do you have to go so far? You're so lightheaded over here, you have to be meratzi your wife that much? Is that the normal way? That she should have pleasure. The Mefarshim will point out, this is the wife should have pleasure. Not that this wasn't necessary for Rav to have pleasure, but he wanted to make sure his wife was enjoying it, which is, by the way, the mitzvah. We look at it as the mitzvah of Tashmish is the man's responsibility to the woman, not like the secular world says, oh, the woman's doing her wifely duties and she'll suffer through it. No, we have the exact opposite approach. The husband's mechuyev to pleasure his wife. So Rav says, this question was, do you have to go this far every time? And Rav said, no, lav arech ara. This was an unusual instance. She was a little bit unhappy, so I had to be mesameyach. So some were saying they were having a halachic discussion over here. This was, again, we're not on this madrega, and again, this would be totally inappropriate for anybody nowadays. But a person who has to ask his Rebbe Shilas in this area shouldn't feel embarrassed to go ask his Rebbe Shilas. Now, where it says, why do we suggest that you should wipe with your right hand instead of your left hand instead of your right hand? We'll give a whole bunch of reasons now, and some of these will make a difference whether you're righty or lefty. Some of these will make a difference whether you're a man or a woman. Some of them apply to a man, don't apply to a woman. So the Maisa, I said, there are many that say that this is a din across the board, whether you're a man or a woman, whether you're a righty or a lefty. So the Torah is giving the right hand. That has nothing to do with your righty or lefty, and has nothing to do with your man or woman. So therefore, everybody shouldn't be wiping with your right hand. Again, don't forget the Tzitz Eliezer. So he disagrees with the Psak Halacha over here for practical reasons. So the opinion of Rav is the Torah is given the right hand, so it's pasnish to wipe yourself. Again, they used to get the hands dirty when they wiped themselves. So therefore, it's more of an inyan. So the Torah is given the right hand. Don't wipe yourself with your right hand. Shenema, mimino, eish dos lamo. That's what the Torah is given with the right hand. Rabbi Baruchana amai mimnei shehi kirova leper. Here, good medical reason, good hygienic practices. You're going to eat with your right hand, Mistama, so here with lefty would be different. So if you eat with your right hand, so your right hand's going to be filthy, you don't clean it well. They didn't have all the antimicrobial solutions that we have. They didn't wash their hands with soap and water. They maybe didn't wash their hands. They'd wipe it on we talk about it. If you don't have water, you wipe your hands on a hard surface, and that cleans the hands. Well, we wouldn't say that would clean. We wouldn't let a food preparer prepare food like that. So if we said, since Mistama, your right hand is going to be feeding yourself, so therefore wipe with your left hand so you don't get the bacteria from your rectum into your mouth. So a good hygienic infection control issue. No, your right hand puts the tefillin on, so that's the holier hand. It's on the left hand, but it's not on the hand part. In any event, that's why some suggest, because you keep the straps around the middle finger, so some suggest that if you're wiping with your left hand, you shouldn't wipe with the middle fingers. Again, very difficult to do all of this, and that's why the Tzitz Eliezer is a person should do it in the best way that will clean himself properly. Okay, because they would somehow point, I'm not sure exactly what this is, unfortunately we have a whole different discussion over here, that they would either point with their finger in the Torah when they're laying with their right hand, or they would make signs. You see sometimes the Bali Kriya, he gets signs and motions for the trup, so they would use that with their right hand, so it's pasnish then to wipe yourself, have your right hand dirty. And this is all by the Amorayim. The Sima Machlok is found by the Tanoim, not as extensive. Ketanoi, three opinions in the Tanoim. Rabbi Elazar Omer Nesha Ochoba. Again, hygienic reasons. You're eating with your right hand, so don't wipe your hand with your behind with your right hand. Rishua Omer Nesha Kosiba. You're writing Divrei Torah with your right hand, so therefore it's possible that you should get that hand dirty. You shouldn't write Sifrei Torah or other holy things with your right hand. It's dirty. Rabbi Akiva Omer Nesha Ma'ariba Tami Torah. He gave the reason again with the trop somehow pointing to the Torah exactly what it is with the right hand, therefore use the left hand. Armatam Khabekhinoi, call out Sanu Besakise Nito Mishloshadwarm. A person acts Sanu in the bathroom. There's nobody there. It's between you and God. That's how a person is a Yari Shemayim, because nobody else is watching. So therefore, if a person acts Sanu in the Besakise, you'll be saved from three things. What are the three things? Minan Nechoshim, Minan Akravim, Minan Azikin. All of them basically, Rashi says, are the same idea. You'll be saved over here from the snakes, from the scorpions, and from the Shadim. Because all of them congregate around bathrooms where people are isolated and there's filth and there's a foul stench, and that's where they love to go. Right? Yeah, flies buzzing. Imagine it like that. So if all these flies type of things buzzing, it's dangerous. So if a person's tanua there, Hashem will protect them. So therefore, you get an extra shmira over here, which you need, unfortunately, in a bathroom area. Hashem looks you another bracha that you're not going to have bad dreams. Because the shadim aren't going to be involved with you, however that works. How about the keys to have the Tveria? The ones with the bathroom in Tveria. Kabu Ayla Bay Tray. Even if two people went there, normally the Shadim are afraid of two people. When there's one person, they attack, but when there's two people, they don't. Afil will be your mama, and they normally don't attack during the day. They attack only at night. And here, this place was so dangerous, this bathroom is such filth and such tumma there, that Even two people going today could be attracted, Nizaki, could be damaged by the shadim that were over there. However, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Havu Aile Bey, Chad, V'chad, L'chud. They were not afraid, and they went there each alone by themselves. And they didn't get damaged. So Amri L'Rabban, the Rabban said to them, Lo Mustafisu, aren't you afraid to go there? Everybody else is getting damaged there. How can you go there and not be afraid? So Amri L'Hu, Anan, Kabbalah Gamirinon. Gemirinon. We have a Kabbalah. Others have the gears over here that it's not Kabbalah. The Arab said the word is Kabla with an Aleph at the end, which means an amulet. So either they had a tradition or they actually had an amulet over here. The Beis Akisei, and it makes more sense, the gears, that it's like Rashi said, that they have a Masorah over here. We have a Kabbalah, we have a Masorah. That if you want to protect yourself in the Beis Akisei, Tzniyusa Ushtikusa. We have a Kabbalah, that if you act properly in the bathroom, you have proper etiquette over here, and you're silent, you shouldn't talk in the bathroom. It's not proper to have a conversation in the bathroom. No, so, I'm sorry? You're not proper to have a conversation in the bathroom. So therefore, that's the way to protect yourself and have proper sneeze in the bathroom. And we also have a Kabbalah, the Yisure. If a person is unfortunately afflicted with various things, Shtikusa, Vaidoma Aharon, right? Not complaining and kvetching all the time against Hashem. How do you do this? How can you do this to me? I'm such a good person, etc. That's the wrong approach. You should accept the Yisurim that Hashem gives you Biava, Umiboy, Rachmi, and always daven for Hashem for mercy. Right? So therefore, that's the Kabbalah that they had, and therefore they weren't afraid to go into the bathroom because they acted very tzniyas in the bathroom. Now, you're supposed to be silent in the bathroom, so we'll see in a moment that a story with a person not being silent in the bathroom. Abaye, Meravule, Ime, his mother, it wasn't really his mother because he didn't have a mother, really, whenever it says his mother, it always refers to the guardian, the woman that raised him, the Amasa, the Abaye, because he was an orphan. His father died shortly after conception, and his mother died during childbirth. So, his mother, his quote, the guardian, she went and taught a trained, a Imra, a little sheep, Lumel Bahadi Lebesa Kisei. This way keep him company, so he shouldn't ever be alone in the bathroom because it was dangerous. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal brings down in the Igros Moshe over here, this is the heter to bring a seeing eye dog into a shul. Because this was the equivalent of a seeing eye dog. Again, we wouldn't bring in a sheep with us because we're afraid of the shadim in the bathroom. But Rav Moshe uses this gemara to bring down that you can bring a seeing eye dog into a shul. It's not considered bizarre. To bring your pet into the shul, that's not bizarre. But if you need a seeing eye dog, Rav Moshe brings this down. Because he went with this sheep all the time. Because his mother was afraid. He was such a great person that the ayin haras, the shadim, would attack him. And therefore, Rav Moshe brings this halach lemaisa for a seeing eye dog. Why a sheep? Why not a goat? Someone says, Sawyer, a goat is the Sawyer Michalef. The Shadim are referred to as the Seirim. So therefore, it's too close. And therefore, they might not be afraid. So, in any event. Rava, Mikami Davi Reisha, before Rava became the Rosh Hashiva, Mikavishkele Bas Rechista, he was married to the daughter of Rechista. So, before he became the Rosh Hashiva, she would just go and clang over here, Amguzo Bilakna. They would have some sort of walnuts over here in some sort of a metal pot, and she would just clang them and make noise, and that scared away the shadim, scared away the snakes and the scorpions. Okay? Boss of the Malach, when he became the Rosh Hashiva, so they're more interested in attacking him. So, Avdalei Kavsa, she made over here a window right outside the latrine or wherever they set up the bathroom. Uman Chalei Yoda Reisha, and she was able to keep her hand on his head while he went to the bathroom and it sneezed stick away. And this way he would be protected because the Shadim would be out to get the Rosh Hashiva especially. Yeah, we don't understand Shadim, we don't understand what this means. So we don't. So I once heard from one of Rabbeim, I think it's a troop shot. Imagine if we said the word bacteria instead of Shadim. Oh, now we understand. Does anybody here ever know what a bacteria is? Other than me, maybe. Have you ever seen a bacteria under a microscope? Have you looked at this stuff? No, but you believe it, right? You have no doubt that there's infection control parameters and the bacteria go around? Okay, so shadim is the same thing. Trust Chazal that they were shadim in those days. Many say that today we don't have these shadim. We're on such a low level of tumma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to remove certain things because just wouldn't be around. Just like we don't have nevuah today. Yeah. So, again, I didn't say that literally say that shadim means bacteria. I use that as an expression. This is, we don't understand what bacteria, but everybody believes that. So shadim is something that we don't understand. But obviously, the Gemara says to go. And in those days, there certainly was a concern.
Angels would believe in, right?
I mean, I'm sorry?
Angels would take for granted.
Yeah, so again.
So why not shadim?
100%. Amarullah, Acharei Ageder Nifneh. Yad, if your person has to go to the bathroom. So again, we Baruch Hashem, we have indoor bathrooms, indoor plumbing, privacy, tznius, everything you have. So therefore, they didn't have that. So Ula went outside. As soon as he reached around the wall, so he wasn't in vision of everybody else, Miyad, Nifta. He immediately went in there. He didn't distance himself further. But Bekov, he was out in an open area where people could see him. He went away far enough that if he would pass gas while he was going to the bathroom, that's far enough away. Isi Bar Nasa went even further. Masli Ach, he said, if you're going just beyond the fence, Achri Aged, you have to go far enough away. Kozman Shemis Atesh, then Chavir Shemer. You have to be far enough away that if you have gas coming out of you when you go to the bathroom, that somebody wouldn't hear you. You can't just go right behind the wall. You have to go far enough away that it's going to be more tsanua. Ubabika, if you're going out in the valley, Kozman Shein Chavir Ro. You have to go far enough away that nobody can even see you. Meisve. Yotzim Mi Pesach Beis Habad. You go right out from the Beis Habad where they were watching the produce that it shouldn't be come tome, so the grapes or the olives where they're being crushed in the press. The nifin liachor together right away you could go. So kash on the second opinion, they ain't tahorin and they're still considered good. So one says no, but tahoros they kalu. They made a cool over here because otherwise, if you insisted on the optimal. This is an old minhagim. If you insisted on the optimal, so by the time they go so far away, somebody could be metamed into oros, and you wouldn't know it. So therefore, they made a cool over here. They just go a little bit away. You can still watch the taros and take care of your needs. Toshma, how far are they allowed to go away? And you still can presume that the taros didn't become tame. You have to be able to still see it. As long as you can still see it, they're still tar. What it says, shiny ochli Taurus, takil burubonu. Same exact thing. You don't have to go that far away. We allowed a leniency over here because of the chumrah of Taurus. Rabbi Shemar, my kozman, shein chaver roa, the kamer yisi bar nosin. He gives a different Taurus. He says, what do you mean that he went so far away that he can't be seeing him? So then he can't see the Taurus. No. Kozman, shein chaver roa as pro. His friend can't see details over there. He doesn't have to go so far away that the friend can't see him. This friend can't see anything. He's far enough away out there that the friend won't see that he's naked. But you can see the guy. Therefore, if he can see the guy, then the person defecating can go and see the taros and maintain the taros over there. Therefore, there's no stira. How Savdana, the once was, the person who was giving his spade, a professional eulogizer, the Nachman's coming to Rav Nachman, once gave a eulogy in front of Rav Nachman, he said about the person who was Nifter, Omar, Hai Tzonua B'yochos of Haba. He proclaimed that this guy that was passed away, he was giving the Hesped the eulogy, and he said, whoa, this is a really Tzonua Dika guy. Omar Rav Nachman, he said to him, At Eilis Badei Lebesakis, if you're Dati, Tzonua Ilo, how do you know he's a Tzonua person? Did you go to the bathroom and follow him in to see that he really was a Tzonua? Tzonua is defined as what you do when nobody's watching. The Tanya, Enkar and Tzenua, Lamisha, Tzenua, basically, he said, the definition of Tzenias is how you act yourself in the bathroom when nobody is watching you. So therefore, how do you say that this guy's a Tzenua when you don't really know? No, why do Rav Nachman care? Rav Nachman, my nafka limine? So the guy said he's a Tzenua. What does it bother you? So he says, Mishum the Tanya, Geshem shenifrom in amesim, kach lefrom in asafdonim, umin onim achreim. He says, you're not allowed to lie at a hesped. This is the greatest person that ever lived. I'll answer your question in a second. This is the greatest person that ever lived. So you're not allowed to lie. You're not allowed to say that. The Mefarshim will bring down a little bit guzma you're allowed to. So to say that this guy was a really great guy, so if it was only a great guy, he wasn't a really great guy, that's allowed. He was the most horrible person in the world. You can't say he's a really great guy. But you are allowed to go and be megazim. You can exaggerate a little bit. Otherwise, if you have to be meduyim, well, this guy's a Talmud Chacham. No, he only knew 90% of Bavli by heart. He didn't know the whole Shas by heart. You're allowed to say a guy knows Shas by heart. So you're allowed to be megazim a little bit. But to say this guy knows Yerushalmi Bavli by heart, and you know he can't even read Ivra, so that you're not allowed to say. So you're not allowed to exaggerate. You're allowed to praise a little bit more than is needed. So this is a din, because you're going to be held accountable. If you laud somebody more than they're supposed to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like that. Then the guy who really deserves the hesped, so then he's getting shortchanged. Everybody's the greatest guy in the world. Everybody's the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world. Everybody's the nicest father, grandfather, great-grandfather. So therefore, you have to be careful. You can be magazim a little bit. You know, most the notes that spayed them, you know, they tell you who the person was. Okay. Tanar ba nezat snua. What's the definition of snia? Zua nifnu b'layla. You go at night. B'malkum shepana b'bayom. The same place you go during the day. Now during the day, people can see you, so you have to go further away. But at night, when nobody can see you, the guy still goes further away. Oh, that's a tsunua. That's a tsunua person. Ini, is this really necessary? Go and review them around. That you should get accustomed to going shachris and arvis, and you shouldn't have to go so far away. So you see, you don't have to go so far away. The two, furthermore, During the day, go far away. At night, he said, dude, just make sure nobody's over there, and I'll go over there in the corner. At night, you don't have to go so far as during the day. So how can you tell me at night you should go far away as you do during the day? See, there's somebody in the base manager over here, and if not, there'll be no limit. If they, and I'll go over there if nobody's over there. So the Gemara says, lo tema, no. So don't, this isn't wrong. Lo tema b'makom doesn't mean that at night you have to go to the same place you went to the day, you have to go a mile away, because that's where the day they could see you till a mile away. So here you only, at night you don't have to go a mile away. No, now you don't have to go a mile away. Ella, ema, kiderech shenifta b'yom. Just like during the day you do it in a tznias-dika fashion, so at night you should do it also in a tznias-dika fashion. Lav dafka in the same place, because people can't see you, so you don't have to run so far away, but you should still maintain the tznias same at night as during the day. Even if you want to say it means in the same place. He's talking about over here that you're going in some sort of a... Okay, we're back on track. Gufa. Amar Rav Yehuda. No, Litzchah Lekaren Zavis. I didn't explain that. So Rashi brings down over here the Keren Zavis. In Yesh Keren Zavis, some a corner, if you're around the corner, Sarek Listali Shom Belayla Kabyom Floyd Magoli. So you should go into a tzniyah spot, go behind the wall, go right around the corner, rather than say, nobody's going to see me at night, so I'll go right over here. So again, at night, you should act in the same way, even though people can't see you, you should go into a tzniyah spot. Kufa. We just said, person should accompany, should make sure that he goes on a regular basis, and this way he won't have to go far, far away. Tanya Nami Yochim, he said the same thing. Benazi Omer, Hashkem Vitzei. Herev Vitzei, you should go out in the morning, go out at night. And he says over here, Kadesh Lutisrachek, you shouldn't have to go far away. Okay. Mishamesh Vishav. A person, when they would go and sometimes have to help themselves go to the bathroom. So again, we don't normally do things like this. They would put a rock or something near their rectum and move their to help them move their bowels. Again, their diets were different. I don't know. So if you're doing this, you should do this while you're standing up and then sit down. B'alteshev, don't sit down and tishmashmesh and then do this machinations over here that they're doing with the rectum. Why? Shkola yoshev u'mishamesh. If you do this while you're sitting down, I feel awesome shopping by spami. Even if there's witchcraft, if there's all sorts of shadim all the way over there in Spain, they're going to come running to you because this is a party for them. This is like free beer. So they're coming and running from far away. Bar no love. Again, we don't understand necessarily how this works over here, but Rav Sternbach in the Pshat V'Iyan says that this is to do with tumah. All has to do with dinim of tumah and all sorts of impurities, and we're not on this madrega. The inshe, the yosef, if a person forgot, he sat down and he did the manipulations. Oh, what should he do? So he did this wrong, and now he's scared. So what should he do? So he says this sort of incantation. Ki koi, when he gets up, le mohachi, he should say the following. Loli, loli. Again, this is an incantation. You can't understand this literally. Rashi says, you shouldn't be able to attack me. The shadim shouldn't be able to attack me. Lo tachim, lo tachtim. Rashi says he's the shamus of the shadim over here that come about. So again, the shamus of this kishuf over here. Lo hani, lo mahani. Rashi says over here, lo kulam, lo besasim. I don't want anything to do with you, not all of you, not any of you. Lo charshe, the charshav, lo charshe, the charshasa. Rashi says over here, this, I don't want the males or the female shadim to have anything to do with me over here. And you say this incantation, and it works. Again, we don't understand the incantations of the Gemara, and we don't understand a lot of this in terms of the metaphysical stuff that the Gemara is talking about. Okay, Raita. The Gemara says, Tanya ben Avi Omer, kol mishkav, shochav, chutz min hakarka. A person has to sit down, so don't, you can sit down on anything, but don't sit down on the ground. Again, I'm not sure exactly what this is referring to. Rashi says over here, nothing on this, but some of the mafarshim bring down that it means that if the ground is dirty, so mistami, you shouldn't sit on the ground, or if the ground has certain tumma to it, you shouldn't sit on the ground. Anyway, that's not something we clearly understand. I don't understand. Al komosh shev, you can also sit on any place. Chutz min hakorah, don't sit on a beam. You're going to fall off. Rashi says, Shema tipol. That's an easy one to understand. Don't sit on a beam. You may fall off. Okay. Amar Shmuel, Shino b'omud hashachar. If you get up in the morning, but you sleep up till the morning, that's very good. Ke istima leparzula. That's like steel for iron. That's a very good thing. That's considered a positive thing. Don't get up so late. Others have that it means something else over here. It's the Rosh says over here, it means, the Aruch says it means something sort of a tachshit shel Rosh over here. It's a colorful tachshit over here. It's made with precious stones. So it's a positive thing. Okay, whatever it is, it's a good thing. So in other words, sleep, getting up in the morning, early in the morning is a good thing as opposed to sleeping later in the day. Yitzia b'amud hashachar, likewise, if you go to the bathroom, the yitzia over here means going to the bathroom in the morning also is also a good thing. Kistim l'parzula. He would sell his words, so to say. In other words, he had some very precious statements, so it's like he's selling his words over here. Ad the kafnis, when you're hungry, go and eat. Echok, if you wait till afterwards, maybe, you know, you're not going to get the benefit from it. Ad the tzachas, when you're thirsty, shasi, drink. Ad the rischo kidroch, when your pot is boiling, shvach, pour it out. There's a euphemism over here. When you have to go to the bathroom, don't wait. Go to the bathroom. Karno, Karya, Beromi. So Rashi explains over here, if they're blowing the horn in Rome, telling you that this is the start of the selling of the figs, so quickly, Bar Masvid, somebody who's selling figs, the son of a fig seller. In other words, your father here, he's saying, is a fig seller, but he's not here. So you, the son, go and sell Bar Masvid Taini, the son of the one who sells the Tainim. You hear that cry that the market's open. Taini Davuch Zavin, go sell your father's Tainim. Your father didn't tell you to do this, but you should do this because this is obviously what your father would want. In other words, that's the time to sell it. Rabbi said to the rabbis, when I went out over here, when I went out in the fields of Mechuzah to go to the bathroom, so he tells them, when you go out to the fields of Mechuzah to go to the bathroom, don't look to the right or to the left, because there are other people out there going to the bathroom, and there will be some women sitting over there. They had unigender fields, right? They didn't have a male field and a female field. So everybody go to the bathroom out in the field. So when you go out there, just do your business and turn around and come back. Don't look to the right and left because there could be other people there. And if they're women, they're going to be undressed. The lav orech arulistuklis. Listakulebo. It's not proper to look at them. Notice, always use the lashon over here, listakulebo. It means to stare at them, right? It doesn't mean over here that if you glance at them, oh, you're because you didn't notice they were there. But he says, a word to the wise, don't even look at them over here, even a little bit. Rav Safra, now here we have an interesting story. Rav Safra, all the basic keys, Rav Safra went to the bathroom. Okay, he's in the bathroom. Also, Rav Yava comes, he has to use the bathroom also. So Rav Yava sees that the door is closed, and nochar le abova, he snorts. He says over here, I'm snorting over here to go and let people know that there's somebody outside. So inside, Amale, Rav Safra talks to him and says, Leomar, you can come in. Now, after they're both done with the bathroom, Basan and Nafak, Amale. So at this point in time, Rav Abba says to Rav Safra, again, Rav Abba was the second one, Rav Safra was the first one, so the second one, Rav Abba says to the first one, Rav Safra, Ad hashta loyal to the sire. You've never even traveled to visit the sire, the Edomim. The gamris loch mila the sire, and you've already practiced what the sire would do. They talk in the bathroom. In other words, why in the world did you talk in the bathroom? I snorted at the door. Why did you talk? You shouldn't have said anything. Right? So, lav hachitan, heaven we learn, medurai sasham. They had a special light in the Beis HaMikdash by the bathroom. Over there, Beis HaKisei shukavot. It was a special b'chavadika Beis HaKisei. Why is it called b'chavadika Beis HaKisei? Because they are, this is why it was a b'chavadika Beis HaKisei. Matzah, no, they would close the door, had a door. So, if the door was shut, and you wait outside patiently. You don't knock, you don't say, is anybody in here? You just wait. Matzah pasuch, the door is open, you do shein shamadim, and you can go inside. In other words, you don't talk in the bathroom. And you talked. Amul of Arachahu. So why did you talk? So no. What was Rav Safra? Rav Safra is a huge Talmud Chacham. Who saw that? Mesukinu. He assumed that the person outside was in desperate need to go to the bathroom because the door was closed. So why did you snort? So it must be that the guy out there saying, "Hey, is anybody in there? I got to go very badly." So therefore, the Tanya Rav Shimon Golil Omer Amud Achozer. Maybe it's ultimately they are drokan. If you have over here. A person has to go urinate. So if he has to go defecate, first one's defecate, then it's going to lead you to have this illness, hadrokan, some sort of a jaundice, or some sort of an intestinal illness over here, if you don't go to the bathroom when you have to. So he thought the guy was in distress, so he let him know, you know, come on in, it's okay to come on in. Seal on a chose, if you have urine and you hold it back from going out, maybe it's something there you're welcome. It's going to lead to jaundice. Again, these are ideas that we've discussed already in the past. A person should try to go to the bathroom and not hold it in. At times, it's even if you really, really have to go, you're not allowed to dive, you're not allowed to learn. The person should go to the bathroom. Or Lazar al Labesakise, he went to the bathroom. Also, how Parsaw. Interesting, they call him Parsaw, but it really is talking about the Romans. But the Romans sent to the Gemara, so they call him Parsaw. We learned previously that Parsaw were very, very sanua in the bathroom, and the Romans were not. So therefore, the Gemara tells, oh, the Mepharshim, Tosa says elsewhere, in Bava Kama, it says Parsaw over here, it means the Romans, but it was censored. So this Roman comes in, there was a basic case over there, this one Roman comes in, also out Parsaw, Dochke, he pushes aside Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar is pushed aside, he's not going to go to the bathroom while the Roman guy is in there. Come Rabbi Elazar, no, folks, he goes outside. What happens? Also, Durokona, Shamte Lekakishe, along comes some sort of a snake, the Rakona is some sort of a snake, and bites him in the behind, and his stomach kills him. Kari alei Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar says about such a person, v'etein adam tachtecha, atikri adam ela edom. So this, you see, it's talking about Edom in the Romans, it's not talking about the Persians. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, you act like a shlob, you're going to get punished. And the person's not sanua, a person doesn't care about other people, he's ultimately going to have to pay the price. Then the pasuk says, Yomar lahargecha, v'atochas alecha. So this is when David is talking to Shaul. And it says over here, v'omar, not v'omarti, and it says, Tochos Olecha, somebody else, not I had mercy on you. David said, I could have killed you, Shaul. If I really wanted to kill you, I would have killed you. Why are you trying to kill me? I'm not trying to kill you. So the wording is wrong over here. V'omar, v'omarti, he should have said, Miboyele. V'atochos, v'chasti Miboyele. It's first person, me. I could have done this to you and I didn't. Why are you saying, and he could have done it to you? I had mercy on you. He had mercy on you. What does this mean? So I'm a little David Lishol. David said to Shaul, "Min haTorah ben Arigato. I could have killed you. Shari Rodei v'atov haTorah mar bol harcha hashkein largo. You were Rodei. You're trying to kill me. Halach l'mayis. I'm allowed to kill you. So therefore, I didn't do this. Elitzniel Shai Sabal. The reason why I didn't kill you because you're very tzenu in the bathroom, and this saved your life. You should know. So therefore, he that is what chasa Allah alecha umai he d'chsev. What does it mean over here? But he was so tsnua because Vayovo el Gidros Hatzon. Gidros, right? Says the Marsha says over here is a plural lashon over here. It's a geder bifne geder. Shaul didn't just go behind one wall. He went inside a cave and inside another cave and inside another cave within the caves. So he was in the most tsnua position possible. So Vayovo el Gidros Hatzon ala derech v'sham ba'ara Vayovo Shaul lo hasiches ragli. He went to go and urinate over there or to use the bathroom, and therefore he did it in such a tsniastic way that tsnia saved Shaul over here. Tana geder lufnim min a geder umara lufnim min umara. He went to go over there to go to the bathroom. He covered himself up. He went into the bathroom. He kept himself as covered as possible. Then it says, he wanted to show Shaul that he was there. He did this secretively while Shaul was sleeping. He cut off a corner of his garment. Mepharshim explained that he did this wrong. He's punished for doing this because he cut off a corner that made him no longer have a dalet kanfos, and he took away the mitzvah of tzitzis from him. That was what David did wrong. Otherwise, there'd be nothing wrong in doing what he did. He wanted to show Shaul, I could have killed you. Look how close I was to you. Just like I could cut your garment, I could have cut your throat. But he cut his garment in a way that unfortunately said that he stopped it from having the mitzvah tzitzis, and therefore David is held accountable to a certain extent. If you don't take care of clothing properly, David didn't treat clothing properly, so later in David's life, it didn't work to help him over here. He was unable to go and get warm from wearing three layers of clothing because he didn't have proper respect for clothing earlier in his life. So midah keneged midah, he was held accountable for this as well. And he said to Shaul, if God made you hate me, what did I do? Yorach mincha. So to calm down, I didn't do anything to you. So he said, God made you hate me. Amar Allah, so that wasn't a good thing. Amar Yakosh Rolo David, Mesis Karisal, you're calling me an instigator? I did this? Also, I'm going to make you fall with something that even the kids in school, in elementary school, the little kids in first grade, they know this din. The pasuk says, "Ki sisas rosh bnei yisrael lefkudehem v'nasuish kofer nafsho." You have to give the matzis a shekel. That's how you count klai. So you don't go 1, 2, 3, 4. You do a census by everybody giving matzis a shekel. How many matzis a shekels do we get? That's the number of people. And you, David HaMelech, should have known this. A child of first grade knows this pasuk, and you didn't know this. Miyad vayamut satna yisrael. Immediately, Hakadosh Baruch Hu sends the satna yisrael v'ksev vayoses as David b'hem lema. And he instigated to make David say, count the people without counting them through the matzis shekel. The key of the meninu, lo shakal minayu, kofer, he did the counting without taking the matzis shekel. To see if he didn't Hashem dever be Yisrael, me'aboker v'yad esmo. And therefore there was a plague that came about because David, incorrectly, again on David's level, he shouldn't have called the Kadosh Baruch Hu the mesis to Shaul. I'm sorry? So again, there was a appropriate kitrug on everybody else. Nothing would have happened to them if they didn't deserve this. But David would have been able to be megan against them. But here, because David slipped up, so he no longer had the schus to be megan against all of Klal Yisrael. My ace moed, the plague lasted until the ace moed. What is that? Amishwal, Saba, Chasnei Rabbi Chanina, Shmuel Saba, who was the Chasan, the son-in-law of Rabbi Chanina, he said, Mishmeid Rabbi Chanina, he said, name his father-in-law, Mishchita Satomid at Shas Rikoso. It was from the amount of time, the plague lasted, from the amount of time, from the Shchita, the Karmi Tomid in the morning, until the Zrika, until the time that it was Niz, did the Zrika on the blood. So it wasn't a very long period of time. Rabbi Yochanan said a little bit longer, Amar Achatzos Mamish, it wasn't until Chatzos. The Rashash says, it means until the start of the next Karmi Tomid, which is the Karmi Tomid Shabbat Arbayim. One more. So he said, the Malach HaMashkis over here came to the Om Rav. The word Rav is extra. Amar Ulaza, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMalach, totally Rav Shebehem. So who was going to die over here? It wasn't Magefa that occurred, that necessarily affected everybody. Sheish Bo Lifpara Mehem, Kama Chovos. So Klai Yisrael was lacking in many things, and I have to give them a penalty. So I could penalize them by killing X number of people, or I could kill a person that's Rav Bohem. I could kill a person that is Keneged. All those people that deserve to be punished. So sometimes a tzaddik is punished for the sins of the generation. So Bosa Shah, Mes Avishai ben Tsruya. Avishai, who is the son of Tsruya. Tsruya is a woman. Tsruya is the woman who's most often mentioned in Shas. In Tanakh. So Tsruya is a woman over here. So Bosa Shah, Mesavisha ben Tsruya, Sheshaku Kerubishal Sanhedrin. He was equal to the Rova Sanhedrin. He was equal to 36 people. We find the same thing by the eye. It says, I think that Yar ben Menashe was killed by the eye. It says 36 people died. So it says over there also, I think it was Yar ben Menashe. He was the great person. Sometimes the Kosh Baruch takes it tzaddik, and that prevents other people from having to die. What time is it? 7:30. Okay, we'll stop over here. Have a wonderful day, everybody. We'll pick up here tomorrow.